Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Zayin Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Daled, still dealing with the halachos of fire on Shabbos and what you're allowed to save, in what fashion and what way. We're in the very last line of Kuf Ayin Vav Omud Beis, in the middle of Sif Yud Beis. And the Mechaber writes in the very last line, on Shabbos, v'chein targum shekisavo ivri. If you have foreign language words in the Torah that are written in Hebrew, for example, kagon yigar sohadusa, which is the name of the place Gal Eid, where Lavan and Yaakov made a bris, and if you have the words from Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud, pasuk Yud Aleph, v'chidna seimrun lahon. So these words are supposed to be written in Aramaic, and if they're written in Hebrew, can you save them or not? Likewise, the Ivri, Shekasavu Targum, if you have a Hebrew word that was translated into a foreign language, O Beloshenacher, any foreign language, not only Targum, not only Aramaic, but any foreign language. So Osh Sohom Bakimbo, but the people have to know that language. It can't be a dead language, it can't be a language that nobody speaks or knows. Likewise, V'chein Sefer Torah, Sheeshbo Lalakid, Pehe Osios, Mitoch Tevo Shlemos. Likewise, if you find pieces of a Sefer Torah, Nebuchadnezzar has been partially already destroyed, and you gather together the Sefer Torah, and you have pieces of 85 words, even though they're not all connected from each other. Or, if you have a Askara, O Sheyesh Bo Askara, there is the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, one of the Shems of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all of these situations, if there's a fire, Rachman al-Islam on Shabbos, and you could save these items, you are allowed to, Matzilin Osam Yir Mechuyiv, to save these items. Now, let's look inside the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot Lamed Daled. What are we talking about over here, these Aramaic words, Yigar Sadusa, Chidna, Temrum, Lahon. So Mishneh Berurah says, these are words that are written in the Torah, or in Navi, Homer, B'Torah, or in Yirmiyah, as we said, for the second words. For Otsul Omar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, what we're talking about over here is that when we have, as we saw already at the end of this sif, that you have to have 85 words in order to consider it a Sefer Torah that is allowed to be saved on Shabbos from a fire. So do these words count in the total of the 85 words? And the answer is yes. As we'll see, Ukhil Kame, this then in more detail. If you just saw these words, if you just had these words, you wouldn't be allowed to go save them from fire on Shabbos, afilu lo hatikom livri, even if they were not translated into Hebrew. And this is based upon the Gemara. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Lamed Hei tells us that it has to be a language that we said you're allowed to save if the Tanakh, if the words are written down in a foreign language, has to be a language that people are familiar with. Avol, im ha'om einam mevinim osu haloshon, if nobody speaks that language, also lekasoi, then you wouldn't be allowed to write it lechatchila in that language. It doesn't get included in the hetah that we spoke about yesterday, eis lasos l'shem eferus or secha. So in order not to forget the Torah, the rabbis permitted us to write it down in ways that were previously prohibited, but if nobody speaks this language, then that heter doesn't apply, and therefore you likewise would not be allowed to save it on Shabbos. Ulhatzilo would be forbidden on Shabbos. Why? The lohuta rak mishum eis latzos l'Hashem. As I mentioned, the Mishneh Berurah tells us over here that you're only allowed to save it because the rabbis made a special dispensation that we'll forget the Torah if we don't allow these things, as we explain the Chanal. The issue footnote number 36 brings down in the second paragraph there, heyer b'inyan zeh Rav Shlomo Zalman zatzal. Rav Shlomo Zalman adds an additional ha'or over here. Even though the great Chassam Sofer wrote, Sha'af bisman hazeh also lahotzi sefer l'or, you're not allowed to publish a sefer. In ein kavonas hamachaber l'shamayim, if the intentions of the author are not appropriate, l'shem shamayim, mishum shelo huter iser k'sivas divrei Torah shebal peh, elo mishum eis lasos l'shem, because there never was a heter given to write something that's not appropriate, because of eis lasos l'shem, it's only for things that are appropriate. Nevertheless, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, mikom makom, there are those that disagree with the Chassam's understanding. According to those opinions, the rabbis stopped the Isser of writing down things, and therefore, if somebody does write down things, you know, Divrei Torah, even though the person didn't do it, L'shem Shamayim, you would be allowed to go say that on Shabbos. And he adds an interesting, amazing thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Sh'ulai mishum kach, maybe this is the reason why it was a very commonplace to go and print these Divrei Torah in the Ksav of Rashi. In this way, there would be no chashash, the ain't the kavanas hamachaber l'shmo. Since only Talmidei Chachamim would read this, mistama, only the person would be writing this in order for doing it l'shem shamayim and not for any ulterior motive. Very interesting svara. And a beautiful explanation for why many of our svarim are written in the print of Rashi rather than in regular standard Ashuris script. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah where he says, look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, the Das Haran B'Shem Arayvid, that the Ran brings down in the name of the Arayvid, the Lohuto Lichtov Shar Loshon, that there is no heter to go write it in other languages, Likros Bo, or to read Kisvei Kodesh in other languages, unless Kim Kisheino Baki B'Loshon Kodesh, unless you don't understand Hebrew. And only then do you have the right to write it in other languages that you do understand. But if you understand Hebrew, then you don't have the right to write it in other languages, even though you speak those other languages. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masko Bikim, the Chafetz Chaim writes this Ran, and he says the reasoning is because the Gemara says, Kaimlon Sheitiru B'Megilas Jiptis L'Jiptim Ilmis Le'Elamim, etc., that these languages were only permitted to the Egyptians for the Egyptian language, and the people from Elam for the Elam language. So he says, Mistavra de Dafka l'she'enam bekim b'loshon kodesh, that it implies that it's only because they don't understand Hebrew that it's allowed to be written in this language. But if they were to understand Hebrew, it would appear that they would not be allowed to go write it in these other languages. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, it appears to him that the Das of the Ran is not talking anything about general Torah, it's only talking specifically about the Megillah, because that's where this din is found in regards to the Megillah. And therefore, it says in regards to our Inyan, Afilu Mishabaki B'Loshon Kodesh, Gamkin Sorech Latzilim Ne'ad Leko. Even though you know Hebrew, you'd be allowed to go and save these foreign language works. And he says, Mashma, the Kevin Shom Bakiyim B'Zeh HaLoshon, because other people know this and don't know Hebrew, and therefore you'd be allowed to go and save it. He then has a further Arichos, Ayin Shom, the rest of this Bir Halacha. Foot number 37 adds from the Chazon Ish, Shizmanenu, Shehuta Likro Besvarim Hanitfasim, the Nechshav Kikori Alpeh, that we're allowed to read from published Svarim nowadays. It's considered like you're still reading it by heart. Gam Mishi Odea Loshon HaKodesh, certainly somebody who knows Hebrew, Rasho Likro Besvarim Aksuvim Mishalushon, so we'd be allowed to read an English book as well. V'chein Muta Latzilam, and you'd be allowed to go and save such a book on Shabbos, Gam Esakol Yodim Loshon Kodesh, even though you speak Hebrew. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Vav explaining the Mechaber, telling us that if the Sefer Torah has 85 words in it, then you're allowed to say that Sefer Torah. So he says, Sha'idei Shiro Zeh, Yesh Adayin Oleh Ktsas Kedusha Sefer Torah, because by having at least 85 words left in this klaf, so then it has the status still of a Sefer Torah, and you'd be allowed to save it on Shabbos. And where do we get this 85 letters from? Mishum Shekein Nimtzo, the Parashas Vahib Ben Soa, the Parashas Vahib Ben Soa Haron, Vayomer Moshe, so that Parsha, which is found between the Nun Hafuchos and Parashas Baloscha, is considered a separate Parsha by itself. It's considered a separate Sefer by itself. And we can break up the Chumashim into the five Chumashim Torah that we know, but there are, the Gemara brings down that Sefer Bamid was actually broken into three Svarim as well. That before Vahib Ben Soron, and that which comes after Vahib Ben Soron. And therefore, those 85 letters which constitute the Sefer of Vahib Ben Soron, if you find 85 letters in the Sefer Torah, that has the consideration still of the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah. Dear Shu, footnote number 38 brings down that if you're not sure, are there still 85 letters left in the Sefer Torah? Beforehand, it was a kosher Sefer Torah, so Nissan Karlit says you still consider it such, and Matzilin Osomehad Leika. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Zayin says, however, these have to be shleimos, they have to be full 85 letters. What does that mean? Rotz lomar shenimcha kol ha-sefer, that most of the Sefer Torah Nebuch has been destroyed. V'nishar rak teva achas shleima kan, the teva kan. Those 85 letters can't just be isolated letters. They have to be part of a word. So as long as you have a full word, so you can count, let's say it's a four-letter word, so you count those as four letters. So you have that four-letter word over here, and you have another four-letter word someplace else, and a three-letter word someplace else, a five-letter word someplace else, then you can add it up to 85 letters. So as long as you have Shlema Kan, Viteva Kan, Asher Ben Kulam, Yesh Pei Osios, then that's considered good. Ulafuke, as opposed to Amenam and Soim Tevo Shlemos, you don't find any full words. Rak Osios Mefuzaris, Rak Stam letters all over the place, Nebuch, Lo Mahani, Avshiesh Pehe Osios. Then it doesn't count that you have 85 letters. The Chosehu Rak, Linyan Hatzolo Mead Leka. This is only in terms of whether you're allowed to go save it on Shabbos from a fire. However, Avolinyan Geniza, but to hide this Sefer Torah away, Nebuch, it's Shemos, Pshito, Debayin, and of course you still have to go hide this Sefer Torah away. It didn't lose its status of being Kisvei Kodesh. Now we go to Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer, there is a Mekel opinion over here. It's brought down in the Ber HaGola Ozvav in the name of the Mordechai. The Megillas that says, Shaomer, the Megillas Esther, that the book of Esther, which is of course one of the Tanakh, one of the 24 Kisvei HaKodesh, nevertheless, Hol V'ein Boaskoros, it doesn't have the shame of HaKodesh Baruch Hu in it directly. We say that every time the word Melech is written over there, it refers to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, but we don't find Yud Kei Vav Kei written in the Megillas Esther, and therefore, in Enoch Suva Kemishpata, Ashuris Alor Obedio, therefore, the Mordechai brings down over here, that if you do not have a Megillah that's written properly with the Ashurish script or appropriate script for a Megillah, and it's written on a parchment and it's written with D.O., then Ein Bo Kedusha Latzila Bnei Hadleika. Then his opinion is that it doesn't have the Kedusha of a book of Tanakh, and you would not be allowed to go and save it from a fire on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Ches, why wasn't it having the shame of Hashem in it? Mimnesha nichta nitna lichto bidase parasumade, because it was supposed to be read in the annals of Persians and Mediates, and lefikach lo kosfu ba askaros, and therefore Chazal didn't put in the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it shouldn't be mezalzel, and they alluded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying Hamelech. But as a result, the Mordechai says, this brings about a leniency in the sense that you wouldn't be allowed to save such a sefer on Shabbos of Megillas Esther because it doesn't have true status over here unless it was written properly. If it's not written properly, then you wouldn't be allowed to save it. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Sivkat Lamed Tes. Morgan Avram Masik, the Kozehu Rak Bismana Talmud. The Morgan Avram says that this was only true in the time of the Talmud when they didn't have a heter to go right down because they didn't yet have Esa Sos Hashem Efer Sosecha. Dosaya also Latzila, and therefore it was forbidden in those days to save it. Elam Ken Kesuva Kil Chasa, unless it was written properly like a Kosher Megillah should be. Kivisholonita Tovalumaba, because it wasn't allowed to be written or to be studied from because that wasn't yet Eis Lasos Hashem Eferu Sosecha. Avolo Idna, but nowadays, after the Gemara, a time when Rebbe said that you have to write these things down because we're going to forget the Torah, even the Mishum Eis Lasos Hashem Eferu Sosecha, Nitan Lil Mod Bo. Now you're allowed to go learn from such a Megillah, Afilu Ksuva Benir, even if it's written on paper, if it's published, for example, Ubuchaloshon, or any language. And therefore, Mimela Matzila no Somep Le'ad Leika, and therefore you'd be allowed to go save this on Shabbos as well nowadays. Gamkin, Kamo, Kol Kisvi Kodesh, like all the other Kisvi HaKodesh. The issue foot number 41 brings down Vekivan Shiniskacha, since it has Kiddush over here, Af Sheksuva Beniyar B'Chalosh, even though it's published on paper and written in all different languages, so Vayashiv Zatzal brings down Shetuna Gniza B'Chli Cheres Kishar Kisvi Kodesh. You have to go and bury it when it's destroyed or when it's rubbed out or when it's no longer usable. It has to be buried like all other Kisvi Kodesh in a Kli Cheres, in earthenware utensils. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Rak le'inyonim kosu v'loshen hakodesh fil shlo b'diyo ki misan v'sikwa yesh nafkamina." And the Mishnah Berurah points out over here that there is a difference over here still between the Megillas Esther and all other Sifrei Tanakh. Now, that difference is, he says, if it's written in Hebrew, but not with parchment and with ink. It's written with various other types of writing material, like sam and sikra, these various other types of inks. So there's a nafkamina. The Bechol Kisvi HaKodesh, in regards to all the other books of Tanakh, apilu mayuksuvim b'sam v'sikra, even if they're written with these non-ink type of writing materials, the ink korin behen, which you're normally not allowed to read from them, mishum debekayo cholisk nos dio kimo sam v'sikra, because it was not a problem to go and purchase ink, D.O., it was just as easy to get the D.O. as it was the Sam the Sikra, and therefore, Lo Shayach was the Mishum Eis Lasos, and therefore, the Heter of Eis Lasos Lashem never applied if you wrote something with Sam and Sikra. And therefore, Afilu Hachim Etzilon Somit Ne'ad Leika, Ne'ad Skorishaben. But these other Sifrei Tanakh are nevertheless, even though they're written in Sam and Sikra, allowed to be saved on Shabbos because they have the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. They have the Yud Kei Vav Kei in it. Mashe came by Megillah, as opposed to Megillah, the last Paskoros, as we've already pointed out, it doesn't have the Yud Kei Vav Kei in it. It doesn't have the Shem of Hashem, the Skaros, and therefore, if a Megillah would be written in Kosov, Bisam Vesikwav is written with these other types of inks other than D.O., Ein Korinba, you wouldn't be allowed to go read from it, again, because there's no Eis Lasso Slashem in this situation, it's just as easy to write it with ink, in Matzilon Somepnead Leika, and you wouldn't be allowed to save it from a fire on Shabbos. And this is V'chozeh B'chov Dalet Sifrei Kodesh. This is all with the 24 books of Tanakh. Abo Shar Sforim, but other books, Pshita, the Nichtovim Bisam Vesikwa, there never was a Chiv to write them only in D.O., because it never was a heter to write them until Eis Lasos Lashem, and once Eis Lasos Lashem came, so then it was permitted to write it and publish it in any way you want. Bein Heicha Shiksuv Milosh Kodesh, whether it's in Hebrew, Bein Shiksuv Milosh Loshon, or any other language, there was no requirement to write it B'D.O., they could write it as well, B'Sam V'Sikra, and any other printing type of material. Now we go to Sif Yudalit. The Mechaber writes, Hakmein, amulets that were used to help people that were sick. Sheesh Bem Sukkim, they would sometimes write Sukkim in these amulets. We discussed amulets much earlier in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll refer back to there on a number of occasions in discussing this din over here. But right now we're dealing with an amulet in terms of a fire on Shabbos. So Ein Matzilin Osam Ibn Adleku, you're not allowed to go save it on Shabbos because of the Sukkim that are inside of it over here. according to this first Machmir opinion, which the Be'er HaGola in Osa Zayin tells us is the opinion of the Rashba in the Truvas Rashba. But then the Mechaber brings down a more lenient opinion, and this is the Tur, who says, Yesh Omim Shematzilim, that you would be allowed to say these amulets because of the Pesukim that are inside of them. The Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Mem tells us that these Kimeim Tam Deya Harishona, the reason for the first Machmir opinion over here of the Rashba, that you can't save them, the Bekimeim Ein Shayach Behem Tam De'es Lasos Lashem V'chule. There is no permissibility to write have written them down over here because Es Lasos Lashem doesn't apply. They weren't written for learning. De'em B'zeh Torah Lilmo, they weren't written down for learning, O L'spalul for davening. And therefore, Akin also lift over some. You weren't allowed to write them in the first place, and therefore, you're not allowed to save them on Shabbos. The Yesh Omen Sirulahu, and the more lenient opinion from the Torah that the Machaber brings down, that says that you're allowed to go save them. He says, Kivan de Siyai Brishus Lamichta Brachos, since the rabbis allowed us to write down Brachos, for example, you're allowed to make a bench, you're allowed to make a little sitter, so Yeshnami Brishus Lamichta Kameh. So once that Heter was allowed, so then the Heter also to write a Kameh was allowed as well. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Aleph, according to the first opinion, the Rashba says you're not allowed to go and save them. Ma'ir b'chol l'shem b'sakana. We're talking here about that the sick person doesn't need this kameya because he's not that sick. He's a chol l'shem b'sakana. Or b'chol l'shem b'sakana. But if it is a certain level of sickness over here that reaches a level of pikuach nefashos, a chol l'shem b'sakana, then you are allowed to save the kameya. Matzal kameya shalo. You can save his kameya. V'yotzieno olav derech mabush, and you can wear it out like you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos, as brought down by the Prima Gadim, because this is a kameya, as we see in Dirshu footnote number 43, that we're talking about, that we learned in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shinalev, that is a proven Kameya, either because it's worked several times or because the author of the Kameya has been proven to write valid life-saving Kameyas on several occasions. And therefore, this Kameya is allowed to be worn, and therefore it's allowed to be saved from the fire because of Pikuach Nefashos over here, because it's a proven Kameya. If it's not a proven Kameya, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and take it out, even for a Cholo Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Siv Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, Matzilim Tik HaSefer, you're allowed to go bring out the container, the cover that the Sefer is in, Im HaSefer, with the Sefer. And likewise, the Tik HaTfilin, Im HaTfilin, and you can likewise save the box which is containing the Tfilin along with the Tfilin, Afal Pi Sheyesh B'Sochen Mos, and you'd be allowed to do this even if in this container of the Tfilin you also have some money inside over there. People put money inside the plastic bag that contains the Tfilin. You're not allowed to put money inside the Tfilin Zekel itself. That's a Dovah Shebekdusha. We learned that previously. You really shouldn't put inside anything there other than the Tfilin. But in the plastic bag, for example, that you have the Zekel inside of, so then people sometimes put in money for tzedakah or for other purposes. So you'd be allowed to go and take this Tfilin out, even though it has money inside of it as well. And the same thing would apply with other Kisvei HaKodesh as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Gimel, Ba'afilu l'deah rishona de b'sif beis, even according to the first opinion that we learned a few days ago in Sif Beis, the matir lahatzol mos l'chud b'nei adleko, that allows you to save money in and of itself, that wasn't the concern. You're allowed to say that on from fire on Shabbos, otherwise the person may come to put out the fire. Gam keni chahacha, that works out very well over here. The komash will under mut latzal amos, I got a saver, because you're allowed to save the money because you're saving the safer or the tefillin. And according to this, you're even allowed to be bringing it into a chotzer that doesn't have an eruv around it. And the rabbis didn't require you to shake out the money before you take out the safer, because in the time that it takes you to shake out this money, dilmo adhochi vahochi, nof ladlek ala safer gufa. Because during the little bit of time that it takes you to shake out the money, the fire may come and destroy the item over here which you are supposed to save, and therefore the rabbis were not gozer that you can't take out the money inside the safer, inside this tick, inside this container in this situation. I realize we skipped Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Beis. That's the Mishnah Berurah poskening over here. How do we go in accord with the Sif Yudalit, the more machmir opinion that you can't save a kameya from the Rashba, or the more makel opinion from the Tur that you can save it? So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'alocha kedeya harishona, we paskin. He brings down from Achronim that we paskin like the stricter opinion of the Rashba, the first opinion in the Mechaber, that you're not allowed to go save these amulets. However, he says, Mekol mokom kiyesh ben askaros, if they do have the shame of HaKadosh Baruch in them, yesh lomar metzila. It brings down for the Prima Gadim that you should save them if they have the shame of HaKadosh Baruch inside these amulets. With that, we conclude today's share.